Hello and welcome again to another episode of Mapu Online Learning Series for Science, Technology, and Society. This is Sir Hex, and today we're going to talk about the history of science and technology. Right, so we're here at the city of Manila, right there at the street called Maria Orosa, no? Marami sa inyo siguro nakadaan na dito or alam itong Maria Orosa, no? But hindi natin masyadong kilala kung sino si Maria Orosa, no? So later at our discussion, we're going to talk about Maria Orosa, no? Why a street is named after her and what are her contributions to science and technology in the Philippines, no? By now, you should already have a Science, Technology, and Society outcome-based module. This is our courseware for GED 104, authored by Dr. Edward J. Quinto and Professor Eileen Nieva. The STS module is available at the Mapua Bookstore. So, if you still don't have one, please grab one because this will be very important for our course. Before listening to this podcast, you should have already read chapter 2 or section 2 rather of our courseware, which talks about the historical antecedents of science and technology. So this podcast episode is actually a complementary discussion to the discussions of science and technology in the outcome-based module. Alright, so the historical antecedents of science and technology actually talked about in a nutshell the discussions on the history of science and technology, particularly on technological advancements, no? So puntahan natin muna ngayon what are some things that were discussed, because we assume, or I assume, that you have already finished reading this part of the course. Okay, so when we talk about an antecedent is defined as a precursor to the unfolding or existence of something. Therefore, historical antecedents in science and technology are factors that pave the way for the presence of advanced and sophisticated scientific and technological innovations today. It is important that we talk about important scientific and technological inventions of the past, no? Yung mga naimbento dati, importante siyang mapag-usapan, kasi yung mga naimbento dati, kung wala sila, hindi may invento or hindi magkakaroon ng mga technologies na meron tayo ngayon, dahil yung mga technologies that we have right now were actually based on improved versions of technologies of the past. For example, now we have our own personal screens. Now we have cell phones, we have tablets, and these are very thin screens and technologies. But kung wala yung television, we will not be able to enjoy such kinds of technologies that we have today, you know. And kung kayo nakaabutan ninyo yung mga TVs na meron tayo in the 70s, in the 80s, no, and up to the early 90s, napakalalaking mga TV nito, and very energy consuming and all, but now we have very small screens, no? So yun yung tiyatawag natin na antecedents. So nagkaroon tayo ng mga antecedents before ng mga technologies which serve as a stepping stone for the kinds of technologies that we have right now. Okay? In the ancient period, before that, no, we divide the discussion into three epochs or three stages. Okay? We have the ancient period, and then we have the Middle Ages, and then we have the Modern Ages. So, pasadahan lang natin, dahil nabasa nyo na ito, no, yung mga discussions natin. Of course, one of the most important discoveries or advances in science and technology was the wheel, no? The wheel was, or gulong, no, was one of the most important because it became a very, very vital tool for transportation. Imagine ninyo dati nung wala pang gulong, no? All things need to be lifted by man, so hindi siya nata-transport. Okay? Or pahirapan siya i-transport. Pero with the invention of the wheel, naging madali na yung pagta-transport. Okay? We have paper. Paper is also one of a important discovery because it was like the first USB or the first the first flash drive. Okay? Because it was able to store information. Okay? Paper was able to store information. Dati sinasabi lang, right? Or nagre-rely lang tayo sa memory ng tao. Pero with the invention of paper, naging madali yung pag-i-store na information. Okay? And then, we also have the Antikythera mechanism. Antikythera mechanism or the Antikythera is one of an important precursor. Okay? It's one of an important precursor or antecedent of the modern clock. Isa siyang mechanism na powered by water. So, ang ginagawa niya, nalagay mo siya doon sa river, and then there's a hand that is being being moved by the force of water, which is actually being used to calculate the astrological time and the astronomical positions ng panahon na yun. Right? So, yun yung isa sa mga kauna-unahang nagsilbing mechanism for the invention of the mechanical clock. Okay? The aeolophile is, it serves as the, it's like the grandfather of the steam engine. If you would know, the steam engine was able to fuel the industrialization of 1800s, 1700s, no? So nung yung steam engine naging malaki yung role niya sa transportation, like invention of trains and then creation of power, no? But the aeolophile is one of the first precursors of the steam engine kasi ang ginagawa niya, meron siyang container of water and then you have to heat the water so that there will be a rotation or a rotational movement brought about by steam. So pag singaw ng steam, iikot niya yung machine. So, yun ang ginagawa ng aeolophile. Pero wala siyang ibang nakikitang purpose pa nung panahon na yon. At least for the researchers who found it, no, the archaeologists who found it, hindi nila nakikita kung saan ito ginamit nung panahon na yon. Okay? Now we go to the Middle Ages. Some of the important inventions of the Middle Ages include the heavy plow. The heavy plow is important in terms of food security. Kung hindi na-invento yung heavy plow, baka hanggang ngayon ay nagugutom tayo, no? Why? Because the heavy plow is an important contribution to agriculture. Dati kasi mahirap at matagal ang pagsasaka o yung paghuhukay bago tayo makapagtanim. Okay? So with the invention of the heavy plow, naging easier for farmers during that time to cultivate the soil, no? By putting on a counterweight, no, dito sa machine na to. So pag nilagyan ng counterweight, mas madali niyang mahuhukay yung heavy soil na nasa ilalim. It would be easier for them to cultivate the land. Okay? The Chinese are the ones who invented the gunpowder. No? So, gunpowder is actually very important. Lalo-lalo na in field of warfare because the gunpowder has prompted the creation of ballistic rockets nung time na yon. No? So, yon. So, and then we have paper money. Paper money actually serves kahit na hindi siya actually a machine, no? Paper money is not a machine, but it serves as a token valuing which contains a certain financial value, no? Dati po, kung naalala natin ng ating civic at kultura, hekasi at makabayan subjects, no, ang mga Pilipino, they engage in trade through barter, no? So nagpapalitan lang tayo ng mga produkto. Dahil wala pa tayong konsepto ng paper money. Okay? So, ang ginawa, before that, so, each product is valued by a counter product. So, for example, bibili ka ng ballpen, papalitan mo siya ng another kind. Like, for example, papalitan mo yung ballpen mo ng notebook. E di, nawalan ka naman ng notebook, no? So, ganun yung konsepto ng barter, no? Wala siyang, hindi nakataya sa pera yung value ng isang bagay kasi wala pang pera, no? But with the invention of paper money, it became easier for the people, particularly the Chinese, no, were the ones who were seen to have invented paper money. We put value now on the money and then we can use it, we can use that token as a representation of the actual value that we have. Okay? We have another discussion on how money actually works, no? But that's on another subject. So we hope we can find time to discuss that. Okay? Then next, for the Middle Ages, we talk about the mechanical clock. So for the mechanical clock, all the devices for timekeeping were for the antiquity era were already available, no? In the Middle Ages pa lang talaga na develop yung mechanical clock natin. So, ang ginagawa ng mechanical clock, it paved way for the accurate tracking of time. Okay? Napakahalaga po ng usapin ng time. Sa Pilipinas po, meron tayong AM and PM. No? But in other countries, wala silang konsepto ng AM and PM. No? Sa Pilipinas kasi, sigurado tayo na yung tanghali, yun yung solar noon natin natatawag, kung saan nandun yung araw sa pinakagitna, no? Pero in other countries, they could experience several days na walang araw or several days na puro araw, no? Walang sunset. So it is important for them to track the time. Okay? Kaya napakahalaga ng mechanical clock for them. And then we have the spinning wheel. The spinning wheel is an invention for to aid in the creation of the cloth, sa paggawa po ng tela. Doon ginagamit yung ating rotating wheel, no, or spinning wheel. Kasi dati mano-mano po ang paggawa ng tela, so ang nung nagkaroon tayo ng spooling machine or the spinning wheel, naging madali na rin yung paggamit natin o pag-imbento natin ng loom. Mamaya pupuntahan natin kung ano yung loom natin. No? Yung loom na ginagamit sa paggawa ng iba't ibang mga tela. Okay? And now we go to the modern ages. Okay? So, ano yung modern ages? Modern ages po is, actually starts with the Renaissance period. Okay? So, there's an advent of science and investigation or system of investigation. Kaya nagiging nagiging very valuable na yung discovery ng science and technological mechanisms kasi nagiging dependent na tayo doon. Okay? So some of the discoveries and inventions of the modern ages include the compound microscope. So with the compound microscope, with the discovery of it by Zacharias Janssen, nagkaroon tayo ng value on acknowledging the presence of the microbial world. Okay? So, dati kasi hindi natin papansin yung konsepto ng bacteria and all. No? So, dahil sa discovery ng compound microscope, mas naintindihan natin kung ano yung nagbi-build up na microbial world sa isang organism. Okay, so if we have learned to look inward, no, with a compound microscope, we'd also learn to look outward with a telescope. The telescope was invented by Galileo Galilei. It could magnify objects 20 times larger than any perspective glasses. So, before, we look only at stars in a mystic way, no? And other celestial bodies in a very mystic way. We used to to worship the sun, no? But since Renaissance nga ito, we have learned to be curious, and then with this curiosity, we have looked at our other celestial bodies, and it has motivated us to create tools, no? Para makita natin kung ano yung nasa labas ng ating daigdig, no? So dahil doon, Galileo was able to invent the telescope, and he was able to discover a lot of other celestial bodies, no? Kasama na dyan yung iba't ibang mga planets, no? So it gave birth to a new field, which is astronomy, which was during that time, it was very infant, no? Batang-bata pa yung field na yun na nag-invento siya ng telescope. And telescope actually is a good antecedent, no? The one invented by Galileo, no? Sa kanya nagsimula, so it gave birth to a lot of more technical or more complex kinds of telescopes. So right now, we are still using telescopes, no? But on a different level now, we are using radar telescopes, no? So we are using radio telescopes and a lot of other optical technologies, no? Pero yung discovery ni or invention ni Galileo, yung telescope, no? Gave birth to Hubble telescope, the one that is outside the Earth in orbit. So yun yung naging gateway sa mas marami pang mga discoveries, no? So napakahalaga nung ano na yon, nung discovery na yon, or invention rather, ni Galileo ng telescope, no? The next is with the Jack Quartz loom. If you have remember earlier, we have mentioned another technology, which is the spinning wheel. It gave birth to the Jack Quartz loom. Back then, pag gumagawa ng tela, ang isang industry sobrang hirap, no? At sobrang daming processes na pinagdadaanan. And yet, nung na-invento yung Jack Quartz loom ni Joseph Marie Jacquard, ito yung nag-open ng maraming opportunities to make the creation of textile faster, no? Yung textile manufacturing o paggawa ng tela. So, naging revolutionary yun because at the time, yung paggawa ng tela, kaya napakamahal dahil napakatagal gawin, no? So, nung nagkaroon na ng invention ng loom, mas naging madali na yung pag-create nun, no? Another invention also of the modern times is the engine-powered airplane, of course, by the Wright brothers. So, the Wright brothers were the two who were able to create a prototype of an airplane, which until now is something that we use, okay? So, the Wright brothers, when they used the what they call the flying machine, no, which was still patented in the United States, no, it became the antecedent for the creation of the eventually the jet airliner, and then we were able to create aircraft that could break the sound barrier, no? So napakarami, no, na create na mula doon. So pero hindi, yun nga, sabi natin, the concept of the antecedent is siya yung unang-una. So, it gave birth to a lot of other inventions. At yung unang-una pa rin, pagdating sa usapin ng airplane, ay yung gawa ni Orville Wright at saka ni Wilbur Wright na engine-powered airplane, no? So, that was the first aircraft created, no, that could be used potentially for flight. Okay? Punta tayo sa example natin kanina, no? One of the most important inventions of the 21st century was the television. Okay, so the television was invented by John Baird, no? So he was credited for the creation of the modern television back in 1924. So kundi dahil sa invention ng television natin, no? Nakita natin ito yung nag-evolve through time, and then right now we have our own individual or personal screens na ginagamit natin, no? Pero kung hindi na-invento yung television, wala tayong ganun. Okay? So these are good antecedents for current technologies. For our short trivia today, alam nyo ba na ang TV ay sinusukat depende sa taas nito, no, or yung how tall it is, depende sa number ng pixels niya. So for example, kung meron kang 720p na HD TV, ito ay binubuo ng 720 pixels, vertically. So, yun yung taas niya. Kapag ito naman ay 1080p HDTV, ito ay binubuo ng 1080 pixels. Pero, nag-iba yan lahat nung pumasok sa market ang 4K TVs. Kasi ang mga 4K TVs, syempre expected natin dahil 4K, binubuo ito ng 4,000 pixels. Pero ang katotohanan yan, no, ang isang 4K TV ay binubuo lamang ng 2,160 pixels vertically. Pero hindi natin siya tinatawag na 2K, no? Ang tawag natin sa kanya 4K TV. Bakit kaya 4K, no? Dahil ito yung kanilang marketing strategy. Ang ginawa nila, pagpasok ng 4K TV sa market, ang binilang na nila, imbis na vertically, yung horizontal number of pixels. Pero kahit pa horizontal number of pixels yung iyong bilangin pagdating sa TV, no, sa 4K TV, ang horizontal number of pixels niya 3840 lang. Okay? So, bakit ganon? Because it's the marketing strategy. And that's your science trivia for this episode. So, balikan natin yung tanong natin kanina. Sino si Maria Orosa? Ano yung kanyang contribution? Kaya, at bakit siya o yung kanyang pangalan ay nailagay bilang isang kalye dito sa Malate, Manila? So, si Maria Orosa ay isang Filipino food technologist noong 1940s. No? At ang kanyang isa sa pinakamalaking contribution bilang isang food technologist ay yung kanyang creation ng soya lac. Yung soya lac ay isang food preparation ng powdered soybeans. No? At napakalaking bagay nitong soya lac na ito para mapanatili yung kalusugan ng mga Pilipino at mga Amerikano na nakakulong noong panahon ng World War II. Okay? So, bilang isang food technologist, maraming na-imbento at na-discover ito si Maria Orosa. Kasama na dito yung pag-i-eksperimento niya gamit yung mga indigenous at mga native na pagkain sa Pilipinas tulad ng kalamansi, no? Kung saan ito ay ginamit industrially, no, sa pamamagitan ng paggawa ng powdered form nito, pag-dehydrate nito, no? Ang isa sa pinakamalaking contribution ni Maria Orosa, no, kung kayo ay madalas kumain ng fried chicken na niluto na inyo, na niluto sa bahay, no, ganyan. Isa sa pinakamalaking contribution niya ay yung kanyang invention ng banana ketchup. No, bago magkaroon ng banana ketchup, ang tanging ginagamit lamang na material para sa mga ketchup ay yung tomato, no? Tomato ketchup lang. Pero invention ni Maria Orosa ang banana ketchup at ito ay isang sa truly Filipino invention, no, na ginagamit natin hanggang sa kasalukuyan. Okay, so si Maria Orosa, isa siyang napakahalagang Filipina scientist, no? Kaya ipinangalan sa kanya in commemoration itong kalye sa harap ng Court of Appeals dito sa Ermita, Manila. Kung di pa kayo nakapunta dito sa Ermita, nandito ito sa may Intramuros. Kapag lumabas ka ng gate na Intramuros sa may round table at dinerecho mo sa may luneta, dire-diretso mo yun, yun yung kalsada ng Maria Orosa. Si Maria Orosa, isa lang siya, no, among many other Filipino scientists. And kahit pa banana ketchup yung pinaka known siya for it, no. Marami ring ibang mga Filipino discoveries at Filipino inventions. Isang malaking halimbawa niyan yung itong discovery ni Abelardo Aguilar, isa itong Ilonggo scientist, no. At napakahalaga ng kanyang invention kasi ito yung erythromycin. Yung erythromycin, isa itong uri ng antibiotic na ginagamit nga sa kasalukuyan, no. Kaso nga lang, dahil nung panahon na discover ni Aguilar itong erythromycin ay nagtatrabaho siya para sa isang US company, no, ang nangyari ay yung merits o yung credits ng pagkakadiscover ng erythromycin ay napunta doon sa Eli Lilly company kung saan siya nagtatrabaho. Okay? Gayunpaman, no, si Aguilar ang malinaw na nakadiskubre ng erythromycin at nagamit ito bilang isang antibiotic. Okay? isa pa sa mahalagang Filipino invention na ginagamit pa rin hanggang sa kasalukuyan ay itong medical incubator. No? Si Fidel Mundo, isang Filipinang doktor, isa sa kauna-unahang nakapagtapos sa Pilipinang babae na pediatrician sa Harvard University School of Medicine, no? Siya rin ang nagtayo ng kauna-unahang pediatric hospital sa bansa. Nung naitayo ang pediatric hospital na ito, ginamit dito yung invention ni Fidel Mundo na incubator. Okay? So kung kayo man ay isinilang ng may kulang sa buwan, halimbawa, malamang kayo ay nakinabang dito sa invention na ito ni Fidel Mundo. No, nananalo ng napakaraming mga awards. No, kabilang na dyan yung 1977 Ramon Magsaysay Award. Okay? So si Fidel Mundo, hanggang sa kasalukuyan, ito ay isang tinatawag nating antecedent sa mas marami pang uri ng mga incubator na ginagamit pa hanggang sa kasalukuyan ng mga ospital. Para mapanatili yung kalusugan, lalo-lalo na ng mga bata na isinilang ng maaga. Okay? So, yan yung ilan sa mga discovery ng mga Filipino inventors, sa mga invention ng mga Filipino scientists. Okay? Napakarami pang iba ng mga invention ng Filipino scientists na ina-attribute sa kanila, pero actually hanggang sa kasalukuyan, hindi natin mahanap yung katotohanan doon. No? At kapag tinatanong natin sa klase kung ano-ano yung mga invention ng mga Pilipino, lagi sinasabi dyan yung moon buggy. Yung moon buggy, sa kasamaang palad, ay walang nakikita tayong katotohanan na Pilipino na invento niya. Okay? Gayunpaman, isang invensyong Pilipino ay yung jeepney na hanggang sa kasalukuyan din ay ginagamit pa natin. No? Yung jeepney, ngayon meron na tayong mga electric jeepney, no, at modern jeepney na tinatawag. Pero yung original na forma ng jeepney na nakikita natin kapag tayo ay nandiyan sa may Lawton o kaya tayo ay nasa Taft Avenue, ito ay mula sa mga naiiwang sasakyang panggera ng mga Amerikano noong World War II. No? Kung i-research ninyo kung ano ang itsura ng jeepney, J-I-T-N-E-Y, yun yung original na forma. No? Maliit na sasakyang panggera ng mga Amerikano. Pero nung natapos ang gera, iniwan nila yung mga jeepney nila dito, no, sa Pilipinas. At ang ginawa ng mga Pilipino ay ginamit ito, binago ng forma, binago ng bihes, at pagkatapos ay ginamit bilang isang public utility vehicle. So isang napakalaking pagpapakita ng kagalingan ng Pilipino, lalo-lalo na sa larangan ng teknolohiya. And this wraps up our discussion for this week. For STS, this is Mapua Online Learning Series for Science, Technology, and Society. Again, this is Sir Hex. If you have questions, you can email me at hmjcbrizuela@mapua.edu.ph. And pwede nyo rin kaming i-message sa Telegram at hxbrzl, or pwede nyo rin akong i-tweet at Hex Brizuela if you have questions, concerns about or suggestions for this podcast. Right? So, kita-kits ulit next week for another discussion on science, technology, and society. Maraming salamat and have a good day ahead.